Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show, always so lucky to have you in studio with us for her annual visit. Debbie Sankey Govender from Carte Blanche fame. What a year it's been. And you must also feel it. I mean, we're talking now that you take a bit of a break at Sun City. You're clever enough to get some timeshare there at the end of the year. And it's much like our newsroom, I guess, as well. I mean, you're exposed to all the negative most of the time.
And it's hard to switch off because also remember something. For the last couple of years, every time I went away on holiday for that just the 1 week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then you'll wake up in the morning to a new cabinet.
Yeah.
We forgot all of that used to happen.
All the sheep.
So it's a little bit difficult now to just chill because I keep thinking to myself, ooh, I wonder.
I know. What's going to happen next? You're scared to look at your social feed.
And then
feed.
We've got to open the shop again. You see, we go back to work.
Oh,
because now you need fresh stories.
But now you have to switch off, right? It's the end of the year. You're at Sun City. Do you clap a couple of tunes? Do you have a little playlist going? Do you have a bit of a white wine?
Yeah, I have a white wine.
Okay.
I have maybe two white wine.
Only two.
Yeah. Because it's a chill pull.
Yes.
And I read. So I start stacking up the books that I really wanted to concentrate on, and not all these autobiographies and political books.
So the girly stuff.
The girly stuff.
Yes.
You know, talking about your favorite stories of the year on Carte Blanche, it's almost like the stories every year, I mean, it's probably because of social media once again, but geez, there's some grim things, there's some dark things happening, like the cyberbullying. I remember you had an episode on that. And so, because a couple of years ago, it was kind of, you know, predictable
and
what's going to go wrong.
And we revisited it, this year. Because I think people, that bit is never, ever going to end. Because think about it, kids are living in that kind of realm now.
Yeah.
And we kind of need to educate them, but they'll never, ever get sharp. They can't.
True, you got to keep talking about it. I love that. Your favorite story of the year?
My favorite story of the year, quite a few, but you know, I only have like recent memory.
The last 3 months.
Yeah. Sometimes it's last 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Depending on what the days were like. My favorite story in the last couple of weeks actually is a story on the pool people who promised the pool but never delivered the pool.
Shame.
Shame for who?
He's got a pool now, so he feels very... he's got a swimming pool.
Oh.
He doesn't know how to handle it yet, but we'll get there.
It's so funny you mentioned, because I was driving down my road the other day and someone was delivering a pool.
A whole pool.
You have to get out of the way. Well, that's amazing. He's throwing a pool. What's a scallum say? When the times are tough, do people get more scallum?
I think people get more scallum because they need more bucks.
Yeah. Okay.
And it works the other way as well with consumers. When times get tough, people still want the nice things, but they go in cheap. So we're all ripe for it.
When you really go in for the kill, when people are already dishonest, so you're already knocking at someone's door because they're scallum.
Yeah.
And then they're trying to be scallum with you.
Because they think I'm stupid.
Because they think you're stupid. And that's when you like, does it awaken a sense? And like now.
Yeah. It does awaken the animal in me. When you dial me up as being really silly. And I don't know how people do that because I do have a running CV every Sunday night. So you know I read the files, right? You know I did the homework.
You've done your homework.
I'm not going to knock unless I have done the homework.
Yes.
And they still will dial you up as being like a silly little girl.
Yeah.
And I'm very charming. You must admit, Martin.
You are extremely charming.
You'd never say, like it's like almost like a split personality situation. Because see, I'm smiling and everything now.
Uh-huh.
Genuinely.
I still doing stuff with you any time of the day.
Yes. You must see, I bumped into her at this game and everyone was like moving out of the way. Like they just leave the thing. Like, okay, yeah, sit them near and try my almond. Yeah.
And people were like, what did Lisa Laurie do?
Because then she greets me loudly and I'm like, oh, is it weird? No.
But that's when you go in for the kill.
Yeah. Because it is people dialing you up, actually saying, I think you're stupid enough to believe this.
Yeah.
No, and then when someone says to you, I say, well, how many pools are outstanding that you still have to do? And they say, well, 30. And today's Thursday. And they say, no, but they're definitely going to get all those pools ready by next week, Saturday.
Sure.
And then I'm like, okay, if those pools are ready by next week, Saturday, all 30 of them, I'll skinny dip. In every single one of them.
In all of them.
A whole other different kind of TV, I admit.
Yeah, I will help that guy with those pools.
Oh, stop it.
You know what? Now that you're talking about a different kind of TV, I was just sitting here thinking now, I would watch a talk show with Debbie. Have you ever considered that? Yes. Most talk shows in this country don't work because you don't want to see those people asking any questions. Mm-hmm. To be honest, that's me.
Mm-hmm. You mean like in your face kind of stuff?
Yes. Imagine you interviewing
the real stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Imagine and the fun stuff.
A celebrity,
and
the fun stuff. Because most of the South African celebrity interviews are boring because people may be a bit scared to kind of, you know.
And I think we're a bit formal.
Yes, and they don't do their homework. So you're asking me things that you know about me on social media or on the internet, where I feel like you could go and fetch Auntie's stories over there and then come up with those.
I mean, imagine Debbie interviewing like a Helen or a, you know, whatever.
Oh, see, now I'm already salivating. Just at the idea.
So more of Debbie Sankari Govender this morning on the show coming up. We're hanging with Debbie Sankari Govender this morning from Carte Blanche Fame and just looking back at another year of investigative journalism and those tough stories. Does it get worse every year? Or do the kind of stories that you investigate, does it differ from year to year? New things introduced? New lows?
The skellums get smarter. And consumers become more gullible.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
We should be becoming sharper and
more
savvy.
No, we're not
savvy.
Getting sharper. You know what? I'll tell you why. I think we're getting more greedy. So like those scams that you get where they say to you, we've chosen you to tender for a certain part XYZ 10225. And if you get it, then you can tender for this at the Department of Health. So you go Google part what. Yeah. And yes, you find it because you're at the scamster's website.
Wow.
Duh. You know what? I'm very judgmental about that. I'm very judgy about that. People falling for
people,
those scams.
Yeah, same.
I do not know. Like, you've won a million rand in the OMO lottery.
Why you? Why did they phone you? Why contact you?
You know, or if it starts with hello, dear. Anything that starts with hello, dear.
Hello, dear.
Oh. No, you know, Liesl. Hello, dear, comma, you know.
I'm looking for.
Tell the Carte Blanche people this from me. That's already it.
That's the wonky English, right? More wonky than normal.
Yes. And the punctuation. Ach,
and then signed off by Mr. Kingston.
Yes, always.
Do you also know that guy? He's written to me a few times.
Hello, dear. Listen, do people write to you to investigate people they know?
Yes. And then they always say, please don't say I said.
Do you get DMs? Do you get direct like messages on
direct.
Instagram,
I
Facebook?
I have to set aside at least half an hour in my day to go through all the emails that I get because you've got to pass it on to the office because we need to keep track of where the stories are. Yeah. And it's always people outing each other. And it's always somebody who worked in the company for 20 years, had no problem, and then caused some drama.
Do wives sometimes want you to investigate their husbands?
Yeah, they try, but not getting involved in that. No. This is not that other show. No. Cheaters.
This is not Carte Blanche.
But if you have your talk show, we could have a section like that. Like 5 minutes. Just to unravel.
So trashy, guys.
We must.
Just for a little bit of excitement.
Yes, for the spice.
Yes. We'll think of a name as well. You should honestly, I mean, Carte Blanche is still going to run for a couple of years, but when it's done?
You reckon I should just branch out?
What was that? Wasn't there like a talk show, like a direct, what was it?
What was it?
Was there a straight talk with someone?
You're talking about Felicia Mabuza Sattler from years ago.
Yes.
There we go. See, look at the recognition in his eyes.
Felicia Mabuza Sattler, where in the world is she? How are your family, by the way?
Good. We're in the middle of matric madness.
Oh, shame.
So things are a bit tight at home.
That is.
I have to admit.
But last time you were here, you said that you run that house.
Like, you have to.
Yeah. No. Your daughter is doing very well in golf.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So she started playing golf when she was 4.5 years old.
She just looked
really good. And she started playing with a set of pick and pay clubs for $19.99 SA Rons.
Yeah.
You know the one in the bargain bin that they keep there near the till?
Yes.
So
yeah,
I bought it because it was $19.99 SA Rons. And then she looked so professional playing and I thought, what do I know about golf? And we moved to Johannesburg and a couple of months later, sent her off to the world of golf and the rest is history. 2 years later, she was in her first international tournament. So she plays off a plus one.
What?
Yep. Yeah, for ladies' golf, not children's. Yep. You know why it's insane? I don't like to perspire and stand in the sun.
You like to glow.
I'm happy to chase the crooks, you know. But
yes.
Not like, no, I don't
not
like
burn.
Suffering.
Yeah.
I still want to find out on the show this morning whether your daughter, what, do you, are you public with her name or not?
Yeah, Kayuri Mudli.
Kayuri Mudli, if she gets it from you. The golfing gene.
Yeah, well, it's a mind game, you know.
No, I know.
That's weird.
There's that too.
Yeah.
So just one or two general knowledge golfing questions.
You're mm-hmm. asking me.
Yes.
No, please don't do that, guys.
Yes, we have
no,
to.
I'm not good at that at Joe? All.
What? Okay. So the only golfing question we have to ask is there are four majors that happen throughout the year, and one of them is the only one where the golf tournament happens at the same place every time, because all of them always change around. So which one is the one that happens at the same place every time?
How would I know that, and why would I know that? I know that the Daniel that happens at Leopard Creek here, but other than that...
The guys that wear the green jackets.
I don't know.
It's the US Masters.
I told you. Oh, I don't know. Exactly. We have another child.
That's
you
too
know,
tough.
That does other stuff. Yeah.
So she focuses, split focus.
You have to.
Exactly.
To be fair, Joe, okay. that's too tough. I mean, okay. Not even...
You know what, Joe? I don't actually think I like you. I don't think I like you. That's not nice.
I've had a challenge for you.
Yes.
Look at this. I brought
my
putter.
See how he kept quiet.
Yes.
Scared now.
Because she's going to investigate me.
So, So I'm going to challenge you to a putt off.
Okay.
In the studio. Just to see if your daughter gets it.
Taught you anything.
Gets it from you.
Martin, what's wrong with you?
So just come.
I must take my headphones off and everything now.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
You can even take your heels off as well if you feel that's going to make
you
it better.
You must stop it now.
Oh, yes. Joe, you're ready up for investigation. I'm going to place it here in the corner of the studio.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And shall we live? I think we should face stream this via Facebook. Carla? Yeah,
it's streaming.
So it's live on Facebook. We're going to see if, because Debbie's daughter is really good at golf.
Like, yes.
As in, she's seriously, seriously good. See if she gets it from Debbie. So,
and Martin,
I don't play golf.
How's your golf, Martin? Not good.
I don't play golf, guys.
Well, it's Martin's club, so.
No, go back a bit.
But this is like putt-putt. You said you've got another child as well, so you must have played putt-putt.
This is terrible.
No, let's see.
What?
If you get it in, you're going to be happy you did this.
Then you're still going to give me the 100K.
No.
That's the secret sound.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Debbie Sangri Govender, going for a hole-in-one.
Mustn't you keep...
Almost. That was so close. I bought the brighter ball just in case, but she was this close to the hole.
You got the answer. So
yes.
Where's it from? It's from the mother.
Yes.
From the
100%.
Mother. Oh, that was good. That was really, really actually very, very
myself.
Good.
And she was even using the reverse handle as well. She was holding it the wrong way around, but she still got it close.
Yeah, I think that was by accident. Wake up.
With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Yeah, that's the undisputed heavyweights on Morning Breakfast.
All I want is
my favorite
breakfast show. In your car.
Yeah, the great show.
At work.
You just make my day every day.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.